Happy Christmas, everybody. Guess what? I haven't got anything for Christmas yet. Do you know why? Because we're waiting for our kids to come. Are you sad for me? You don't look bothered, do you? They're not even bothered. They don't care. Right, let's begin. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So my question today is, what's in a name? Has anybody ever wondered, or has anybody ever asked you what your name means? Does anybody know what their names mean? Well, if your name was John or Joanne, that would mean God's gracious gift. If your name was Daniel, have we a Daniel? I think we have a Daniel in the room. Daniel or Daniela, your name means God is my judge. They're nodding, I didn't even know. My name and George, you know what our name means? Farmer. Or one who tends the soil. That's why I've got big hands. In fact, I remember when I was your ages, when I wanted to be playing with my mates or watching telly, my mum used to drag me out into the garden. Why? Because she said I had green fingers. And I used to think, no, they've always been this colour. But that's what our name means. George the Farmer. Now, when mums and dads know that they're going to have a child, it's very important that they choose the name wisely, and they'll go on the internet or they'll read books to see what this particular name means or that particular name means. Now, when Mary and Joseph, we all know who Mary and Joseph are, don't we, children? Yes. When they were having a baby, they didn't have the internet, and they certainly wouldn't have had the books. Well, they would have had books to know what the names were going to mean. But do you know that they didn't need to find out what a name meant? Do you know why? Does any of you young children know why they didn't need to look for names? Yes! That's right. The angel came to Mary when the angel told her that she was going to have a baby. The angel said, you are to call him Jesus. Why did he have to call him Jesus? Anybody? That's right. Well, he was going to be born. He was the Son of God, and he was going to be our Savior, and he was going to save his people from their sins. So, it's very important to know what our names mean, and especially Jesus' name. So when somebody says, well, what does it really matter? If there's a meaning to your name, it doesn't really matter. Call him Joe, call him Jed. But no, Jesus was called Jesus because he was the Son of God and he was going to save us from our sins. Now, talking about names, I'd like to read you a story. tell you, it always goes off this thing. Now, thinking about names, this is the story about a king. Okay? And this king was no ordinary king. Now, most kings wear a crown, don't they? Crown of gold or silver, precious jewels. This king didn't. So, let's listen to the story of King Backward. Yes, King Backward. What a silly name. So once upon a time, a long, 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 you get it? Long, a long time ago, there lived a king. And like I said, he was no ordinary king. He was different from other kings because he did everything backwards. From the very first day he was born, you could tell that this king was going to be different. You see, most kings are born in a palace or a castle. But this king was born in a stable. He didn't have courtiers or servants around him. He was surrounded by animals. Sheep, goats, donkeys, smelly animals, not pigs. It wasn't a very good beginning for a king, was it really? Would you like to have been born in a stable? No doors, it would have been very drafty. And in fact, not many people knew that a king had been born. Now, when most normal kings are born, there's salutes, there's trumpets blowing, heralding the birth of a king. But not King Backward. Only a handful of shepherds knew that he'd been born. Oh, and three wise men. Now, as the infant king grew, he continued to be different from other kings. While most kings spent their time building up riches of gold, silver, precious gems, King Backward had nothing. Nothing. And whilst most kings surrounded themselves by servants, King Backward chose to be a servant. You could always find him helping less fortunate people than himself. And as time went on, people became unhappy with King Backward because he didn't do things that they expected a king to do. Whilst most kings came riding around into the cities on white horses, King Backward rode into town on a donkey. Now, that's not the right sort of transport for a king, is it? And another thing that used to wind the people up was the type of people that he hung around with. You know, his closest friends were a bunch of smelly fishermen. And he never had his dinner in posh palaces. He always was found to be eating with sinners or people who did wrong things. So, you see, people started to dislike him They got to the point where they didn't want him to be their king anymore. So guess what they did? They hatched a plan. If their king wasn't going to act as other kings behaved, then they wanted rid of him. So they hatched a plan to have him thrown into jail. And guess what? They did. It worked. They got King Backward to be thrown into prison. Now, on the day of the king's trial, when he was brought out before the people, instead of the people shouting, "Hail King! Hooray for the King!" they didn't shout that. They shouted, "Crucify him! Kill him! We don't want him as king anymore." So they did. They killed King Backward. Now, don't we like a happy ending on a story on Christmas morning? And is that a happy ending? No. No. Is that a happy ending?
No.
Really?
No.
Do we want a happy ending?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the end of the story. Because when they killed King Backward and they buried him, a few days later, some people who liked him went to give him a proper burial. And when they went to the grave, he was gone. Just like that, gone. They saw a lot of cloths and things on the ground, but he was gone. And do you know why? Because the grave couldn't hold him. So really, he shouldn't be called King Backward, should he?
No.
Do you know what he is really called? Let's look at my notes here. I was just on a roll. He is called the Forward King. The Forward King. Forever King. Do you know what? The Forever King's birthday is today. And we who choose to follow King Forever will always remember this day. Christmas morning. Remember his name? Jesus. Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, King Forever, King Forward, not King Backward. But do you know what? Some people will always dislike him. Some people will always call him King Backward. We don't want to know him. We don't want him as our king. But we who choose him, he will always be King Jesus. So as you go home now and you start to tuck into your sprouts and you tuck into your parsnips and you tuck into your pigs in blanket, yes, spare a thought for whose birthday it is. All right? It's Forever King's. It's King Jesus' birthday. And that's what we're celebrating today. All right? And it's lovely to spend Christmas with our families and our friends. And we get all of these lovely toys. And I hope I get a lovely toy after as well. Just spare a thought that we're really celebrating the birth of our Saviour. Our King, our Forever King. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for sending your beloved Son. Unto us a son is given. And Lord, what a price that was that you paid. You left the heavenly realms and you came to live life as a man, to build the bridge between heaven and earth. And as we celebrate this day today, we do so with thankful hearts. And Lord Jesus, you will always be my forever King. And Lord Jesus, you will always be our forever King. And we lift up your glorious name today, Jesus, name above all names. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen. Amen. So have a happy day. Have a happy day. And have a happy day.
Going to sing our closing carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 13 on your sheets. Thank you, George. That was really good. And I want to echo George's sentiments there. Have a happy day.